The Domestic Violence Act Coalition has raised concern over the government's low prioritization of funding HIV-AIDS interventions amid increasing donor cuts to national HIV programs. The call comes as civil society organizations mark the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence and the country commemorates World AIDS Day 2025 under the theme Building a Sustainable HIV Response to End AIDS as a Public Health Threat by 2030. FIDA Uganda's Advocacy and Communications Officer Aloyo Nyeko Mega noted that the funding cuts have already disrupted service delivery with sharp reductions in intraviral drugs, laboratory test kits and prevention materials such as condoms and pre-exposure prophylaxis. She warned that the budget constraints threaten the well-being of people living with HIV. Omega urged government to urgently allocate more resources to sustain HIV prevention and care services.
When it comes to that question, what the government needs to do, it needs to find a way to bridge that gap that has left a lot of money that was supposed to support persons living with HIV to make sure that there is sufficient resources so that these persons have access, whether it is access to psychosocial help, whether it is access to their medicine. So there is that gap there. If you remember in the statement, we said that only 3% of the budget was going to the Ministry of Gender, Labour and Social Development. So where is the 97% going to? And remember, HIV prevention, right? It cuts across different ministries. So you have a bit of the Ministry of Health, you have a bit of the Ministry of Gender.